Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. So thanks for coming back to my channel. I'm asking, should members of Parliament who change party have to face a by-election? Because Suella Braverman, she just crossed the floor from a Conservative to joining Reform United Kingdom. As she pointed out, you know, she's a dyed-in-the-wool Tory. Both her parents are card-carrying members of the Conservative Party. Her mother was a long-time Conservative councillor. And indeed stood for Parliament in the Conservative interest. So was it in Tottenham 2001? I think it was even against David Lammy, which was very stony soil for the Conservative message. So Suella achieved what was also her mother's ambition for her. And there have been those other ones, Danny Kruger, Andrew Rosendale, and Robert Jenrick in recent times. The last Parliament, I'm just trying to think who changed, or even one of those Reform UK MPs, was Rupert Lowe, has left the party, is an independent now. There are more examples. Go back to about before 2019, some Labour and Conservative MPs who left form that independent Westminster Group for Change, blah, blah, blah. So it happens every Parliament, but is it unusual that four have changed parties just in the space of about a year, or from one to the other? Go back to 1981 or so, 23 Labour MPs left to set up a new party, Social Democratic Party. That was a tenth of Labour's parliamentary party. Now, Suella Braverman said, no, she shouldn't, because the good people of Fareham, Waterlooville elected her, her constituency there in Hampshire. So that's it. And her mandate is valid for the whole 5 years, about 3.5 years to run, assuming it goes to the end of the parliamentary term. Now, elections seldom run the full term. Usually governments call them a bit early. That Fixed Term Parliaments Act was repealed a few years ago. So it's really in the gift of the Prime Minister. If he or she, I don't know, it's a he at the moment, advises the monarch to dissolve Parliament, triggering an early election, then it happens. So government said to manipulate it to call an election at a time that's advantageous to them. But there's an argument that people are mostly voting for the party, not for the individual. And therefore, they don't have what they voted for, which is that party. And of course, it's correct. Now, Suella Braverman put forward what she knows to be a specious argument. You can say many, many things about her, but she's not thick. I know she read law at Cambridge. Did she even get a first? And then she has a master's degree in law from the Sorbonne. Obviously, you have to do that through French. She's a barrister, fairly successful one before he elected Parliament at 35. She's a King's Counsel, but I think they give that as a courtesy to her simply because she was a senior parliamentarian. Barristers who reach a high level in politics always get it. Well, they don't remember Blair being made QC. Anyhow, going back to her, so what she's saying is bogus because people primarily vote for that, you know, the party, not the candidate, is what they've seen on the news, the manifesto and so on, not just the individual. The individual makes some difference. I mean, there's so many constituents, if they're rock solid Labour or Conservative, people say it wouldn't matter if a donkey was wearing the red rosette or the blue rosette, he, she would still win. And indeed, it happens. And that's why even we've got this new rule for maternity, where you can, the MP can actually delegate to someone else who's going to stand in for her when she's on maternity leave. So what should we do about Suella Braverman? I mean, I'm minded to say that it should. I know this Burkean principle that this person is a delegate and not representative, and the good people of that constituency repose their trust and confidence in such a person, his or her judgment, and therefore this person's able to exercise that for the benefit of those people and not subject to a premature election, to even be willing to vote against what most people want. Yeah, I know there's another argument, but when most people in your constituency voted for Brexit, surely as an MP you should be allowed to vote to stop Brexit. Well, you should actually, but this is different because parties have got policies and absolutely everything. And Suella Braverman said they voted for her despite it being Conservative, not because she's a Conservative. Anyway, it's nonsensical. So there could be an act of Parliament to say that if you resign from a party or are expelled from it, even if you don't join another citizen independent, that could cause a by-election. You're automatically deemed to have applied to be steward and great chamberlain of the Chiltern Hundreds. The Chilterns, those hills in Buckinghamshire, just northwest of London. It's an office of profit under the crown, and it's held to be incompatible with a member of the House of Commons. So therefore, since 1624, MPs technically have been unable to resign. And therefore, if they actually want to leave the House of Commons, that's what they do. They apply to be steward and great chamberlain of the Chiltern Hundreds. And there really is some estate there. So there's this sinecure. I don't think any salary goes through it. This is what a legal fiction it was. In 1980, six to protest against the Anglo-Irish Agreement. It was, I think, 12 Ulster Unionist MPs, or some of the Democratic Unionist MPs as well. They held that job within one day. I know they're all quite simultaneously or one after another, each holding the job for a minute or something like that. Okay, so that's why I think it should happen. And some of these Reform UK MPs should do it. And some of the people who resigned, is it Jenrick, have previously said, well, if you change parties, you should have to face a by-election. I mean, back in when the United Kingdom Independence Party was the standard bearer of Euroscepticism, Mark Reckless and Douglas Carswell, they both changed from Conservative to UK Independence Party. And they both triggered by-elections, which they won in both cases. So come on, put your money where your mouth is. When it came to 90-day detention before trial or without charge, that's when David Davis, Conservative heavyweight, that's when he deliberately caused one of these. He was the chief Brexit negotiator some years later in what's called Hal Temporis' Yorkshire constituency, which he won. And then it would give the people a chance. People, therefore, would think more seriously about changing parties. Why did she hold back for over a year after that general election when she was sort of unhappy with the direction of the Conservative Party? Partly would she might think the Conservative Party might go right the way she wanted to. Did she think the leader would take a fall and give her a chance at the leadership? Was she seeing how the ratings for Reform UK worked out? Secret negotiations with Reform United Kingdom. Can I join you? Yes, you can. There's a possibility they say no, because she's associated with the failures of the Conservative Party. And as she was Home Secretary, she's more responsible for those failures than anybody else. And also she resigned twice in disgrace. And will I be your shadow Home Secretary and so forth? And not what else she wanted to be guaranteed. And so some of these MPs wouldn't want to do that. Remember, there's an £85,000 salary to an MP. And most Conservatives are really rich before they go in, are multimillionaires. But other, especially on the Labour side, £85,000 is usually a step up for them financially. So face a by-election, lose, you're unemployed and you lost your fat salary, they'd be less inclined to do it. So, I mean, I think defecting can be an honourable thing, but we don't want people doing it all the time and then nobody knows what's happening and defecting back again. And one of the reasons I think Jenrick, for example, dithered after Kemi Badenoch said she had this indisputable evidence he was planning to defect is having crossed this Rubicon, don't think he can come back. If it doesn't work out for you in Reform UK, if you fall out with Farage, which often happens, if the party craters or whatever, you don't like their policies, and you decided that you made the mistake of your life, the Conservative Party might never take you back. So that's why you want to be very, very sure before you make this, because this could well be an irrevocable decision. What do you think? Should there be a by-election? And then people could really decide whether they like this individual or not, more than a party, or they somehow endorse this change of party. So I'm not sure of any jurisdiction where this is required. Republic of Ireland, it's not, for instance. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.